गुंडनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So in the last few namas that we saw, we learned Devi is Namarupa Vivarjita, one who is beyond Namarupam. So in today's five namas, the five namas that we will be discussing today are the namas from 306th nama till the 310th nama. So these namas speak about Devi as giver of something. Devi as able to give or grant us something. So let's see the namas and then we'll see the import of the namas. The first nama is Om Rajnyai Namaha. So Rajni. So Devi is Rajni. So Rajni means queen. So queen to whom? So queen to Sadashiva. So queen to Kameshwara. So Kameshwara is one of the names of Shiva. So Kama Ishwara, ruler of desires. So Devi is the queen of Kameshwara, which means Devi fulfills all desires of Kameshwara. Not only that, since Devi is the queen of Kameshwara, she will also be able to fulfill our desires. So even as a husband, he is very dedicated and loyal to his wife, not just to his wife, but the people the wife likes, or the in-laws and other relatives from the wife's side. Similarly, Devi will be able to, or Devi's people are bhaktas, Devi's bhaktas. So for Devi's bhaktas, Devi will be able to fulfill their desires because she is the wife of Kameshwara, that Kameshwara who fulfills all desires. And another way of seeing it is, Kameshwara is Sadashiva. So Shiva means consciousness, Sadashiva means ever consciousness. So consciousness can also be, like, consciousness can be split into levels or different types of consciousness based on the perspective, based on the stage, or based on the level from which, or view from which we are seeing. So consciousness can be original consciousness of Kutastha Atman, or consciousness can be the reflected consciousness Jiva. So Sadashiva is one who is ever conscious, which means who is Nirguna Brahman. So that Nirguna Brahman's wife has access to that ever conscious entity, which means she'll be able to give us, she'll be able to grant us or give us, provide us with that consciousness. So how can we get that consciousness? We can get that consciousness, or we can get that supreme consciousness when we become Devi's people. So Devi's person means one who is liked by Devi. So one who is liked by Devi means one who is a devotee of Devi. So devotion. So bhakti gamya, bhakti vashya. So Devi is one who can be controlled, or we can convince Devi, we can have Devi on our side if we have devotion. So this with devotion, that, what is devotion again? Mayeva mana adatswa mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva ata urdvam na samshayaha. Fixing the mind and intellect on Devi, that Devi who pervades the entire world, that devi who alone is present as the nama rupam, that is bhakti. So that bhakti, purushah sa parah partha bhaktya labhyas tvananaya. So purushah tu parah bhaktya labhyah tu ananyaya, ananyaya bhaktya labhyah. Ishvara can be known only through ananya bhajanam, or always having the thought of Ishvara, remembering that such a Ishvara is all pervasive, such a Ishvara is the substratum, adhishthanam of this mithya jagat. That is devotion, and that devotion can fulfill all our desires. And we are not speaking about just spiritual desires, the desire of moksha alone, but all desires, worldly desire as well, is part of this. So worldly desires also can be fulfilled. So does devi only fulfill desires? No. Om Ramya Yai Namaha. Ramya. So Ramya means one who gives us happiness or satisfaction, santosham. So desire is not just fulfilling desires, but giving contentment. So contentment is also a relative term. Contentment at the worldly level, real contentment, both are different. So devi fulfills desires, giving us temporary contentment. That means whatever devi is helping us with, even if it is worldly things, even if it is small things, even if it is big things, everything, whatever it is, devi will give us contentment. If the desire is very big, if it is, the desire is for Nirguna Brahman, all pervasive Brahman, then we will get all pervasive or eternal contentment. If it is with respect to worldly objects, we will get temporary contentment. But with respect to devi, we will get contentment, we will get happiness. Even if it is temporary or eternal, we will get happiness. And once we are able to recognize this, once we are able to acknowledge that devi will give us happiness, whether it is temporary or limited, devi will give us happiness, then we'll be able to see everything as happiness. Whatever happens to us, we'll consider it as given by devi. And the very thought that devi is giving us, that devi who is the abode of anandam, that devi is giving us, then we will be able to live a life blissfully. And how is devi able to give all this? Like that devi, people can give happiness, but in a very bad way as well people can give. So I can, like somebody comes in front of my house, somebody knocks at my door, and it's a beggar who wants something. So I can give something to him. I can offer him some money. But while offering itself, I can have an ugly face. I can have an angry face. And I can have a very beautiful face as well. So devi is Om Rajiva Lochanaye Namaha. Devi's eyes are lotus-like. So lotus-like means that denotes the blossomed state, the state of happiness. When we look at a blossomed lotus is mentioned in many places than other flowers, because a lotus, when it has blossomed, we can really enjoy the beauty. It gives beauty to everyone. So Devi's eyes are like that. That means when Devi is giving, she is giving wholeheartedly. She is giving it with or being happy, that is how she is giving it. She is very happy while giving as well. So while giving, devi is very happy. That is what is meant by this nama. Another meaning of this nama is Rajiva Lochana. Devi eyes are lotus-like. That means devi's eyes have blossomed. So blossoming out of love, blossoming out of knowledge is shown by the lotus. So Amma always says, like our heart should be like the lotus. When the blossoming of the lotus happens, It is a really beautiful sight to watch, and blossoming of the lotus happens even though the sun is very far from the lotus, but still the lotus blossoms. So distance is not a separation for real yearning for Ishvara, real desire for love, real desire associated with surrender. So that is what is denoted by the lotus like eyes. Devi has real love towards us. Devi's love has blossomed, means it is full in all aspects. So Devi is yearning to give us anandam. Oh, can Ishvara like cry in order to give us anandam? I don't think that is right. ഒരു പോലെ കണ്ണടച്ചിടില്ല മാധവൻ കരയാതിരിക്കില്ല നമ്മയോത്ത്. വൺ ഓഫ് അമ്മ സോങ് മസീസ്. ഒരു പോലെ കണ്ണടച്ചിടില്ല, ഒരു പോലെ ഐ ഗസ് നോട്ട് ഈവൻ ഫോർ എ സിംഗിൾ മിനിറ്റ് ഈശ്വര ഹാസ് നോട്ട് ക്ലോസ്ഡ് ഹിസ് ഐസ്. And he karayadirikilla namme orthu, he will not remain without crying, thinking about us. So he is thinking, what is he thinking? He is thinking that we are bliss in nature, we have bliss around us. Everywhere we can find bliss, but still we fail to see, we fail in appreciating, acknowledging or seeing such a bliss. Therefore Ishvara will cry. So Ishvara is always, Ishvara's love is always there, and he is always yearning to give knowledge, yearning for giving knowledge, imparting knowledge, giving us bliss. That is what Ishvara is always trying to do. So that is the reason why various avatars have been born in this world. They are always ready, willing to help us out, but it is we who don't recognize them, we just ignore them. So everywhere anandam is there, wherever we see only anandam. Brahmaivedam amritam purastad brahma paschad brahma dakshina dascha uttarena adashchodvam cha prasridam brahmaividam vishvam idam varishtam. ബ്രഹ്മൈവ ഇദം അമൃതം പുരസ്താത്. ഇൻ ഫ്രണ്ട് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ബ്രഹ്മപശ്ചാത് ബാക്ക് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, അധശ്ച ഊർധ്വം ലെഫ്റ്റ് റൈറ്റ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ, ടോപ് ബോട്ടം എവ്രിവെയർ ഈസ് ബ്രഹ്മൻ. ബ്രഹ്മൻ പെർവേഡ്സ് ദ എൻറ്റയർ വേൾഡ്. മത്ത പരതരം നാന്യത് കിഞ്ചിത് അസ്തി ധനഞ്ജയ. ഓ അർജുന, ദെർ ഇസ് നത്തിങ് ഡിഫറെൻ്റ് ഫ്രം മീ. അഹമാദിശ്ച മധ്യം ച ഭൂതാനാം അന്തയേവ ച. I am the beginning, middle, as well as end or ending of all beings. That means I alone am present. Sabhumim vishvato vratva aptyadishtad dajangulam. So Ishvara, sabhumim vishvato vratva, he pervades the entire world. So Ishvara is present everywhere. Wherever we see, there is only Ishvara. But Ishvara, Ananda Swarupa Ishvara, but still we fail to acknowledge it. And when we fail to acknowledge it, then we will not be able to see the love of Ishvara. Ishvara's love is always there. He is always yearning to give us Anandam, which means we also have to respect that Anandam. So the next Nama is Om. Ranjanyai Namaha. Suranjani. Suranjani means one who gives red color to Sadashiva. So Devi is very red, reddish in color. Devi is reddish in color, and she imparts that redness to Sadashiva, who is close to her. So this Nama can be interpreted in many ways. Simple interpretation is Devi is reddish in color, so red that somebody who stands nearby to her also gets that red. But it means that Devi is able to impart things. Devi is always giving things to others. So that giving or imparting is always there. Devi is sharing things which is her very nature. So sharing is part of Devi's nature. If we just look at Mahatmas like Amma and others, we can know that, we can know for sure that Ishvara's very nature is sharing. Ishvara is always willing to share, always willing to give others. And another aspect, another meaning interpretation can be that Shankara says in one of the places in Viveka Chudamani that the very presence of Atman, the very presence of pure consciousness, that makes everything work. Yamagnyushnava nityabhoda swarupam manachakshuradin yabhodatmakani pravartanta ashritya nishkampamekam sanityopaladdhi swarupoham atma. Swastamalaka says, Yamagni Ushnavat Nityabhoda Swarupam. Even as like Ushnam or heat is the very nature of fire, similarly, pure consciousness is the nature of the Atman, nature of Ishvara. Yamagni Ushnavat Nityabhoda Swarupam Manachakshuradini Abhodatmakani. Manachakshuradini Abhodatmakani. So it's the Ishvara's nature is Nitya Bhodam, or ever conscious nature, and Abhodatmakani, Abhodatmaka Vastu, those entities like mind, Manas Chakshuradini, mind and the sense organs, they don't have consciousness in them, they are not sentient, but still Abhodatmakani, such insentient entities, Pravartanta Ashritya Nishkampamekam. All these act because of the very presence of the Atman, but the Atman is unaffected as well. So Devi is red, and when Devi stands, Sadashiva, who is near to Devi, also appears red. Similarly, though everything in the world itself is Namarupam, including our body, mind, etc., they don't have sentience, but still proximity to the Atman, the very presence of the Atman makes all these appear conscious, appear sentient. Even as Sadashiva appears reddish because of Devi, similarly everything, the entire world appears sentient because of the Atman. So now when we see somebody outside, like when we see something like moving, when we see a person moving, when we see an animal moving, when we see an object moving here and there, a train moving, then we should remember that the movement of the train is because of the movementless Atman, the existence. Oh, is movement based on movementless? Yes, only in a non-moving entity movement is possible, but what is meant here is everything exists. The moving train, if it has to exist, that is because of the existence of the Atman, the sentience of the Atman makes it appear as if everything exists. So which means, if the Atman is capable of making everything existing, then the Atman also can make bliss exist everywhere. So we just see the existence and consciousness aspect of the Atman, Sattanchitta aspect of the Atman alone we see, apprehend in the entire world. But if we get the proper vision, if we get the proper knowledge, if we remember that the Atman imparts everything to whatever is nearby to it, then we will know, we'll be able to see, perceive the Anandam aspect as well in everything. How can you see the Anandam aspect in everything? They said, remembering that it is the Atman who gives sentience or existence to everything, that very moment everything becomes the Atman. So that which gives light is called sun. So similarly, since the Atman is giving existence to everything, that means everything has to be the Atman. Everything is the Atman. So when we remember this, we'll be able to go beyond Namarupam. We'll be able to remember that all Namarupam exists because of the Atman, which means ultimately they have to be the Atman. Oh, things can appear, things cannot really appear. Appearances are impossible until it is really that. So sentience of object is impossible unless they are the Atman. So even at the dream world is possible only in the dreamer. Without the dreamer, dream world is impossible. So tomorrow somebody decides, oh, I have a computer now, let me simulate. Simulation is very common these days. So let me simulate a dream world. That is impossible without the dreamer. Without the dreamer, his consciousness, his mind, etc. are required. So similarly, this entire world requires the sentient Atman, which means they are essentially the sentient Atman. So everything is the Atman. Then the duality, what we see, it is just Namarupam. Namarupam is not real. Namarupam is just mithya. It is just temporary. It's not real. So we'll be able to remember that. And then the moment we remember that, if we remember that sentience, existence and consciousness are objects existing and being conscious, itself means the Atman's presence is there nearby to them, and the Namarupam is what makes, or Namarupam makes it appear as if the object is different from consciousness, different from the Atman, then we will be able to get bliss out of everything. So wherever we see, wherever or whatever we see, we will only see Anandam. Oh, if it is so simple to achieve, then like why don't I achieve it that easily? I've been trying for many years to get rid of Namarupam, but still like Namarupam still affects me. So I know that there is no water in desert, but even when I go there, I see water. What can I do? Only one thing, again and again assert, go on repeating in the mind again and again, strengthen the conviction that Namarupam, everything that is seen is only Namarupam. Namarupam is not real. Assert again and again and again and again, and then a time will come when the conviction is so strong that even if an ocean is seen in the desert, we'll immediately say to our friend, oh, do you see an ocean there? Yes, I do. Come, let's run and drink water. Don't even bother. I know it's not there. I know it's not there. Don't even try. You don't have to try. How do you know? I know. I know that this is not right. I know that if you take I-95 south, you will not reach Rhode Island. I know that for sure. Don't even try taking the route. Don't even try, you don't even have to try it out. No need of trying it out. I know. That will be the conviction. And that conviction, or strengthening the conviction, is essential. Why is it essential? Om Ramanye Namaha Ramani. So Devi, though Devi loves us and all, Devi also loves to play with us. So playing with a person can be a different plane. So Devi likes to play with us, which means Devi loves us, so she likes to play with us. So playing at different levels, even at the spiritual level, in the form of testing as well, Devi will do. So our conviction shouldn't vanish, because there will be times when Devi will be testing us through plays. They will be playing with us, and we can get offended. We can forget the truth. We may forget the truth when Devi is really playing with us. Oh, if Devi really loves us, then why does she play? Playing is done. Playing or trying to trick somebody. So tricking is done only for people whom we love. We don't trick. We are we are traveling in the bus. All of a sudden we see a person sitting nearby, and we think, okay, let me play with him. Let me trick him. We'll not do that, because we don't know the person at all. Even people whom we know, we will not trick them until we become really close friends. So the very, very reason or very fact that, not very reason, the very fact that Devi is playing with us means that Devi loves us. So if we remember at least this aspect that, oh, Devi is playing with me, Amma is testing me. Oh, I'm getting so, like, I'm trying my level best, but still Raga Dvesham is not going. I'm not able to proceed in the spiritual path. I'm finding it very tough. If we remember that Devi is playing with us, Devi is Ramani, Devi is playing with us because she loves us, that itself will take us through the play. That will make us conquer the play as well. Come out of the testing victorious. So when we know somebody is tricking with us because they love us, then we will, like, if we try to trick a person, like I said earlier, a stranger in the bus, then we know what to expect back. But if we trick a close friend, we know that the close friend will enjoy it and he will only laugh at it. He will be very happy for us. So if we remember that Devi is tricking us because she loves us, then we'll be able to proceed in the spiritual path. We'll not stop there. And then why this playing, is it required? Playing is required because the entire world is a play. So in this playful world in the sense the world itself is a play. Nadagami lokam, that's what Sri Narayana Gurudeva used to speak, define the world. This world is a nadagam, it's a play. It's a big play. So in that play, if the world itself is a big play, if we have to come out of this big play, some small plays have to be made. Some small tricks have to be there in order to get us out of this play. So it's like a person who has started acting and then he became attached to the role. So if we are so attached to the role, bringing him out might be possible by directly telling him, you are this. But if the conviction is so strong, the opposite conviction is so strong that I am this character, then it's very tough to pull him out of it. So if Keanu Reeves thinks that I am Neo, I am not Keanu Reeves, I am Neo, the character in Matrix, I am Neo, then it may not be possible to tell him. Sometimes it may be possible if somebody goes and tells him, you are Keanu Reeves, you are not Neo, he will immediately understand. But sometimes he may not understand. So in order to pull him out, we may have to put a play in the big play. So that is why all plays. And these plays are required because we have added lot of wrong convictions. We have added lot of vasanas, ignorance. Ajnana avaranam is there. Removal of the ajnanam avaranam requires some plays by Devi. Some testing is required. Because only that will ensure, those plays will ensure that we never again go back to the old state. So when somebody says to Keanu Reeves, you are Keanu Reeves, he may, like, if the person is telling him strongly the same way, you are Keanu Reeves, you are Keanu Reeves, and then he starts hitting him, come on, acknowledge now, accept that you are Keanu Reeves, he may accept it, he may say, like, oh yeah, I am Keanu Reeves. And the moment we step outside his house, oh, now that guy is gone, I am safe now, so I am Neo. That is what will happen. So in some cases, testing is required to ensure that Keanu Reeves never forgets that he is Keanu Reeves. So there will be testing, but we should remember that the testing is for our good. And Devi is Ramani. Devi doesn't play with the entire world. Okay, the world itself is her play, but she becomes more playful when we move nearer to her, because the more closer we get to our friend, the friend will start tricking, some small jokes, plays and all will come in. But as long as we are not close, it will not be there. So the more closer we move, the more tricks will come. The more tricks we can expect. So the more closer we move to Devi, there will be some testing, there will be plays of Devi, because Devi herself is playful, her entire world itself is a play. So we have to just remember that Devi is just playing with us. to ensure, because she loves us, and to ensure that we never forget. Never forget what? Never forget that everything is Devi. Never forget that everything is blissful. Never forget that there is only bliss everywhere. So, may Amma help us so that the day when we see everything as blissful, when we see only bliss everywhere, comes soon. Namaskar.